Dear God, is there somebody out there? Is there someone to hear my prayer? I'm a simple man with simple words to say.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Gilbert Garcia here saying thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in to KWWJ 1360 AM and 96.9 FM. This is episode number 2 of this radio show, and it's our radio show. I don't want to say it's my radio show. It's our radio show because the success of this show is going to really depend on all of the listeners. Everybody getting involved. I want to hear what's on your mind. If you've got something going on this weekend at your school, at your church, I want to say it to the community. You know, we don't get enough of that. I want to know what inspires you. I want to hear stories. I want to hear a prayer. This is our station from 11 to 11:45 every Monday. And you can call in at 281-837-2222. And again, producer, whenever you have a call in, just let me know. And you can write me anytime at atipfromgilbert@gmail.com. And of course, I don't know about y'all, but it's been a busy, busy time for me and for my family. We are moving into a new home. And if you haven't moved after 20 years, let me tell you, it's a lot of work. I have the song that I want to play. And it's a special song to me. And it's called Dear God. And it's by a Scottish musician and songwriter named Midge Ure. And he's not so famous here in the United States, but he's really famous worldwide. He had a lot of bands he was successful with. But the most important thing is he co-wrote that song, Do They Know It's Christmas? Remember that wonderful song, Christmas? Do They Know It's Christmas? It was one of the biggest hits in the history of the UK. And that's what led to over here we did it in the US after they did it in the UK. But ours was We Are the World. Remember We Are the World? We Are the Children. And that led to the great concerts, Band Aid, Live Aid, and all of those things. And I'm going to just read some of the lyrics. If we get a caller, because I know I have an old friend of mine that's going to call in, we'll just connect her right away. The lyrics go, Dear God, is there somebody out there? Is there someone to hear my prayer? I'm a simple man with simple words to say. Is there some point in asking? Asking for more only got us where we are today. Lost and alone and afraid. How many times have many of us felt lost and alone and afraid? And that's usually the time we reach out to the Lord. And then it goes into the chorus. It's a beautiful chorus. It says, give me, and it goes, give me, give me, give me. And the first line is, give me love for the lonely. Give me food for the hungry. Peace in our restless world. Here's a beautiful one. Give me hope for the children. Give me a worldwide religion. And then peace in our restless world. It's a beautiful song, and I hope you like it. Again, producer, I know I'm expecting a call any moment now. Send it on through if you get it. If not, we're going to go to the song, Mid Your Dear God. Oh, I'm ready. Caller, you got me. This is Gilbert Garcia. You're on with a tip from Gilbert.
Gilbert, can you hear me?
We can. Is this Katie?
Yes.
Katie, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
You're doing great. You're talking to our listeners here on KWWJ 1360 AM and 96.9 FM. And ladies and gentlemen here in Houston, Katie Sugg is an old, old friend of mine from high school. Now, I don't mean old, old as in we're old, because we're young, right, Katie? We are young. But she and I go way back. And she and a good friend of mine.
Elementary school,
say it again.
elementary school.
That's elementary school. Oh, my God. Now we're really showing our age. Of course, you know, we're only like 30 right now. But how come you look 30 and I look, you know, I look my age? But that's a different story there, Katie.
We're doing great.
That's right. Well, thank you. We had our reunion, our high school reunion. And what year was the reunion? What was our number, Katie?
That was 40th.
We had our 40th reunion. Now, just to be clear, Katie was only 11 in high school when she graduated, but people like me were actually our full age. So 40th, and Katie organized it with her good friend and my good friend, Julie Ruthinger, and Pee Wee Smoots, a great friend of everybody's. And what really struck me, I was speaking to Katie over the weekend, I read a story. It's such a sad story, and we will come to Dear God to lift this up after the story. There was an elected official in Galveston County who's in his 40s, and he did not get vaccinated. And he passed away quite suddenly, left a wife and a child. And that really struck a chord with me. Because in many ways, Katie, when you think of diseases, sometimes diseases, there's just no way to prevent them, like a cancer or leukemia or something. Mm-hmm. But with COVID, I don't want to say you could prevent it, but there's certainly ways to lower the odds or to at least make it manageable. And then I noticed from Katie, one of our classmates, a gentleman, I won't name his name here, but a gentleman who we just saw at the reunion. He's a big Tejano, handsome guy, strong, cowboy hat. He just passed of COVID. Katie, tell us about that. What do you know?
Well, he was healthy at the reunion, and about 3 days after the reunion, he showed symptoms. He had been exposed a couple of days afterwards at a funeral, and he tested positive for COVID, and it kind of went downhill from there. Last time I talked to him, was July 30th, and he, the next day, had gone into ICU and never came home and passed away 14 days later.
Katie, that's just dumb.
Yeah, it really affected his lungs and his kidneys, and his breathing was the main issue, and he just never made it.
Katie, that's just unbelievable. We just saw him, and he was a big, strong, burly guy, laughing, gregarious, full of life.
Dancing on the dance floor
dancing
with everybody.
Oh my gosh.
He said he had a great time. So glad he went, and now he's gone.
Tell us about, and then Katie, I was really touched when you said that this isn't sort of the first one, the only one that was related to the reunion. Tell us about the woman that you worked with to coordinate the reunion.
Yes, she was helping me plan everything with the banquet end of it, and 29 years old, also not vaccinated. Had planned to get her vaccination about a week after she came down with COVID, did not plan on getting COVID, but hers stemmed from an early case of pneumonia, which she didn't really get addressed, and in the interim caught COVID and died from a blood clot that went to her brain, COVID-related. So young and had children. So
God,
another
Katie.
Tragedy.
Another tragedy. You know, Katie, if there's one thing that I want listeners to know, and Katie, I'm not a doctor. I'm just a person. I'm just a father, a soccer dad. But it seems to me, talk to your doctor. Don't read the internet. Don't talk to politicians. Just talk to your doctor, everybody. And I think your doctor will probably say, you know, get the vaccine. Get vaccinated. But some of you may have health issues. And again, talk to your doctor. And then do what's right for you, because some of these things can be prevented. Katie, what's the last word on that? What do you think? What's the takeaway that you want to share with everybody in Houston?
I think that's the best advice, Gilbert, is to talk to your doctor and to stay off the internet and reading things that are not true and things that are going to scare you. Because while no vaccine is 100%, it is very, very effective 99.99% of the time, and it will save you from getting severely ill. I have no doubt about that. But I did consult my doctor, and my doctor encouraged me to get it, and I listened to him.
And you know, the thing that's interesting is this is not a partisan issue. It's not a Republican issue. It's not a Democrat issue. It's not an independent issue. It's not a racial issue. It's not a, you know, it's a health issue. And when you think about your health and you think about a virus, it doesn't know the difference between socioeconomic or race or anything. It just goes. And so, Katie, I think that I really appreciate, number one, what you did for putting together our reunion. I had a blast. But I really appreciate how you've kept up classmates now with what's going on with classmates. And it is my hope and prayer that there'll be much more stuff that you'll be saying that'll be good news, like someone got promoted or someone had a grandbaby or someone had this or, you know, good news, because, God, we need good news, Katie.
We do need it. We need happiness. We need happy news.
Well, I'm going to give you the last word, Katie. What's your last word there?
Just follow your doctor's advice. I mean, we got lots of life left to live, and we want to live it and experience it and, you know, see weddings and grandbabies and all that good stuff. So we need to do this. We need to focus on this. This is for real. It's very serious. And we just need to take care of ourselves.
Thank you, Katie. Thank you for being on my show. This is a tip from Gilbert. It's the People's Show. And going back, boy, to those lyrics after listening to Katie, dear God, is there somebody out there? If there's somebody out there, please hear our prayer. Let's get this disease under control. Producer, please, let's play this wonderful song. We need it more than ever.
Is there someone to hear my prayer? I'm a simple man with simple words to say. Is there some point in asking? Asking for more, only God is where we are today. Lost and alone and afraid. Give me love for the lonely. Give me food for the hungry. Give me peace in our restless world. Something to say. We had it all and we threw it all away. Is there somebody watching? Somebody watching over the mess that we've made? We're lost and alone and afraid. Love for the lonely, give me food for the hungry, give me peace in a restless world. Give me hope for the children. This world. And we need to know there's something good, though all our years of solitude go on and on and on.
and I hope you enjoyed that song. I tell you what, every time I hear it, I just get chills somehow. And I love that whole thing of give me food for the hungry, love for the lonely. And boy, give us an answer for this dreadful COVID-19 and the variant and the future variant and who knows what else. But we thank you for all the bounties you give us. My goodness, what an incredible world we have. All around us, you see greatness. Call in at 281-837-2222. I think we have a caller. Do we have a caller? Caller, you got me, Gilbert Garcia.
Hello?
Yes, you have me. This is Gilbert Garcia.
Hi, Gilbert. This is Karen.
Hello, Karen. Welcome to the show. This is your show, A Tip from Gilbert.
Great. Thanks. Well, I've been really enjoying listening to the show, and I really appreciate I like the idea of sending positive messages through song. So I just wanted to call and suggest one of my favorites.
Tell me.
And that it's a Beautiful Day by U2.
I know that song. You know what? Karen, I thank you for that, and I thank you for listening. And, you know, this whole concept of having a song, I don't know, it just came to me, I don't know, Karen, like in a dream. And at the end of the day, I thought, you know, this is a gospel station where people love music about the Lord and faith and inspiration and upbeat and beautiful. So I thought this would be a chance for me to feature a song. And I've done two so far. One was from the Newsboys, as you know, and the other one we just played, Dear God. Beautiful Day. I remember that. It's wonderful. And, you know, if I'm not recall, they played at the Super Bowl. And if I can recall, that was one where it was September 11 and all the names of people were there. I remember that. How does it go? The heart is a bloom, shoots up through the stony ground. Is that it? There's no room. I know it, Karen.
Uh-huh.
So, you know what?
Yeah, it's a wonderful song.
It's a wonderful song. Well, Karen, you know, you be listening. I'm going to put it on my list. I don't know when I'm going to do it, but I'm going to do it next week or the next week or the next week. But thank you for listening, Karen, and call in again.
I will. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'll be listening for it.
You got it. So, again, ladies and gentlemen, it's 281-837-2222. And you can write me if you want to write me about a song or write me again. Send me something. Send me something.
Hello?
Do I have another caller? I'm ready for the other caller. We got another caller. You're here.
Hi,
with Gilbert
my
Garcia.
My name's Eileen Harris. Hi, Gilbert. I'm so proud of you, first of all. And I love the song, God Only Knows.
Do you like that song?
I adore that song.
Oh, my gosh.
And it really helps me through some hard times.
Tell us about it. How can we all help you through it?
Well, when I struggle with some of the things in my past, God only knows what I've been through. Mm. He only has seen that. And he's the only one that in my world that can judge me. So I'm very grateful for the Lord and what he's given me in my life. And so I love that song. It helps me. I listen to it a lot.
Well, tell me your name one more time. It got cut off.
Eileen Harris.
Eileen.
Gilbert, you know me.
Eileen. Thank
yes.
you. Eileen. Golly. I'm hugging
yes.
you on the phone right now for sharing that with me and for all of Houston. You know, we.
And I'm so proud of you. And, you know, you're like our family. And we're so proud of you.
Thank you, Eileen. You know, Eileen, we all go through times. All of us. We're all children of God. We all are, you know, mere mortals, as they say. We're all really the same, and we all have the same hopes and dreams and fears, and you're not alone. I want to make sure you're not alone.
Right.
We all feel those things. We've all had highs and lows, and over the course of this show, I'm going to share some of my lows, and hopefully I'll have more highs and lows. But I just hear the sound in your voice, and you sound just great. God only knows, is that the, now there's the God Only Knows by the Beach Boys. That's another beautiful.
No, this is God Only Knows by King and Country.
Okay, I'm gonna write that one down because that's gonna be on my list. God Only Knows.
It's God Only. There's two versions. One's God Only Knows by King and Country, and then there's one and Dolly Parton's in it also.
Dolly Parton too. They're now on my list. I hope you listen in the future because I'm gonna play it. I'm gonna play it for sure. I'm gonna find it.
Play it. It's a beautiful. I mean. My sister Kathy loves it also. She listens to it.
Which one is the better one, the King and Country or the Dolly Parton King and Country?
But I think the first one, I don't know. They're both great. I mean, I think they're both awesome.
Well, that, I'm going to play it for sure on one of the upcoming shows. There's the God Only Knows by the Beach Boys. Do you know that is Paul McCartney's favorite song? I saw him interviewed where he said that.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
It's a beautiful song. I'll be playing that one somewhere in the future, too. Well, Eileen, I think that is so wonderful that you would call. I'm going to give you the last word. What do you want to tell Houston out there right now at this moment?
I want to say, everybody, wear your mask still. Be safe. I've been vaccinated. It's okay. We're going to get through this, and God loves us all.
Amen. And we love you, Eileen. Thank you
Amen.
For calling.
And thank you, Gilbert. You're awesome.
Thank you for calling so much.
Boy, okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. What a treat to get a call from a friend like that. And what a treat for her to share her feelings like that. I think that's wonderful. We're going to keep going, ladies and gentlemen. And again, KWWJ, that's the station, Gospel 1360 AM, 96.9. If you just turned on, this is Gilbert Andrew Garcia's A Tip from Gilbert, but really, this is your show, or our show. I should say our show. That sounds better. Our show. And in case you're wondering what a tip is, I don't mean like Jed Clampett said in an episode of Beverly Hillbillies. I know I'm dating myself. When he was there and Miss Hathaway said to him, because he was at a hotel, he first checked into a hotel and the bellman had just delivered his bag and he had his hand out. And Jed didn't know why he had his hand out. And Miss Hathaway said, he wants a tip. So Jed looked at him and said, oh, a tip. He says, plant your corn early. Well, that's not the type of tip I mean. I mean talk, inspiration, and prayer. And we're here every Monday. From 11 to 11:45, it's 281-837-2222. And if you want to send me something going on at your church, in your neighborhood, I mean it. I'm going to read it. And you can email it to me at atipfromgilbert@gmail.com. Well, I didn't get a chance to say any of the prayers that I wanted to say or scripture last week. So I know we have Pastor Wooten coming on here soon. I cut him off last time because we just ran out of time. My mom always said, you know you're having fun when time flies. But there's a prayer that I wanted to read. It's Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. And first, I have to confess that I haven't necessarily been an avid Bible reader. Now, I know I'm missing out, but I do have an old friend of mine and mentor named Joe Nunn. Joe, I know you're out there somewhere in the universe. He's in New York City. When young Gilbert was 19 years old on the trading floor of one of the biggest investment banks on Wall Street, I was a young intern. I was the only Hispanic on the trading floor, and there were only two African Americans. One was Joe Nunn. And Joe took me under his wing. And sometimes I just needed to know I had someone there. You know, just needed someone to know. Kind of like when you're laying down on your couch and the puppy likes to just touch you. Or your baby just likes to touch you. You know that feeling? You just want to know somebody is there. Well, I just wanted to know Joe was there for me. Fast forward many years and I got a big award.
And there were some of my great mentors that I haven't seen in 25, 30 years. And one was Joe Nunn. And Joe has put me on his prayer list. So every day I get prayers from Joe Nunn. And so that's what I'm going to be sharing from time to time here on this show. So I thank you for inspiring me, Joe. And Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Think about that for a second. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That doesn't mean alone or I'm the one or this is me, me, me. No. Christ strengthens me. And Colossians chapter 4, verse 2 says, devote yourself to prayer, being watchful and thankful. How many times do we sort of go through our lives and we forget to give thanks? One of the things we do at our family is, of course, we try to say a prayer before our meals. And one of the things my wife, and my wife, of course, is Didi Garcia, Deanna Pena Garcia, and I'm sure she's out there in the universe getting ready for our move as we're moving today and the next day or two. She always says, not only do we say a prayer, but she makes us go around the room one by one to say three things. And I don't know why, but it's always three things that we're grateful for. No matter what, just three things. And it's become a tradition in our family, whether it's me, my kids, and it's beautiful to hear the different things that my kids come up with. And I think it's a very wonderful and healthy thing to just reflect on this glory and greatness around us. But it's also great to share it, to share that with others. And so, producer, when we get Pastor Perry Wooten, just put him on through, because I know he's going to be calling any moment now. We cut him short last week when we ran out of time, and I just wanted to finish his incredible story. I think one of the things about saying things out loud, I was going through a very difficult time, which I'll share more details over time. I think it was around 2008. Lehman Brothers was going under, and the financial markets were in chaos. And I just remember, and I was reasonably close with my priest. I'm Catholic, Father Dana. And I went to go see him. And I don't know why I went to go see him, but I went to go see him. And he looked at me, and we were talking, and I was telling him all these things that I felt this burden on me and all this, I don't know. I just felt like there was no one to turn to. I went to see Father Dana. And he says, do you want me to hear your confession? And I looked at him, and I thought to myself, and for those of you who aren't Catholic, confession's always one of those really, it's kind of a difficult thing somehow, where we go into a room, and there's a room that's adjacent, and they kind of open up a little slide, and you can't see the priest, but you can talk to the priest, and you tell him, thank you, Lord, for I have sinned, and then you go through your sins, and then the priest will say a prayer and tell you to go say so many prayers and so forth, and it's such a high anxiety going in there, because you're just really reflecting on things you're not proud of. Well, when I heard Father Dana say, you want me to hear your confession? I just thought to myself, and I looked at him and I said, but Father Dana, you're going to know it's me. See, one of the things about confession is it's anonymous. And he said, Gilbert, God always knows it's you. And that has stayed with me, and I think of it often, and I think of Father Dana often. And sometimes I just cannot understand things that God does, and we will never understand. Because Father Dana was taken from us a few years ago. He became ill, and But he stays alive in my memory and in my heart and in the memories and hearts of all of us in the parish. And Father Dana is just a giant of a man. And I'll always remember that moment when he said, "Gilbert, God always knows." Again, you're here with me, A Tip from Gilbert, Talk, Inspiration, and Prayer every Monday. And, of course, that number is 281-837-2222. 281-837-2222. And, again, please write me anything, any song you want to hear, any prayer you want to share, anything that's going on in your church or community, atipfromgilbert@gmail.com. My phone is ringing. I don't know if that's my phone or that's a caller there, producer. But I'm going to keep talking. Okay, thank you. I'm going to keep talking. So again, 281-837-2222, atipfromgilbert@gmail.com. And again, that's KWWJ 96.9 FM and Gospel 1360 AM. I think Katie said it best today when she just said, go see your doctor. This is not a Republican Democrat. This is not a African-American, Hispanic, Anglo-American, Caucasian-American, Asian-American. That's not what any of this is. It's just a dreadful virus. And please see your doctor. You know, one of my good friends is Pastor Mauricio. And some of you may know him out there in the universe. He's a gentle giant. He's a big, strong man. But he's kind of like a big teddy bear. You know, you can't help but to look at him and you just want to, you know, hug him and you just want to squeeze him. And he's so full of life. And I remember he got COVID. Oh, we got a call. I'm going to come back to Pastor Mauricio because I want to tell my story about him. Caller, you're on the line with A Tip from Gilbert on your station.
Hello, Gilbert. Reverend Wooten.
Pastor Wooten, how are you?
Oh, I'm just doing reason well. The Lord woke me up this morning. I feel real good.
Well, you know what, Pastor? You always taught me a day above ground is a good day because we get to see the sky, we get to hear the birds, we get to see the smiles and the people around us. And so that's wonderful. I wanted to ask you. Go ahead, Pastor.
Yes.
I wanted to ask.
Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I wanted to ask you back, Pastor, because you were just getting to the crescendo of your story. And
yes.
When you were there lying down, and it's like the sky opened up for you and God reached out to you. Please share your story, Pastor.
Well, it's just that as I was laying down in the bunk, I was sitting by 3 o'clock in the morning, and I lay on my back, and the ceiling opened up. And the ceiling of the jail, like it opened up, like I was at a movie picture show. And when it opened up, it was the scene was like in my sister's living room, but there was a man that was standing there. Oh, you know how they used to have these robes, the white robes, and had the canes and stone staffs
yes.
in their hand. Yeah. And the right shoulder was out. And she was sitting at the table and in the living room. I know that exactly. And they had pictures on one of the dinettes. And he looked at her and he said, "What are you worried about? You see him?" He pointed at my picture. "He'll be home soon." And as soon as he said that, it went across. Went folded black. Man, it scared me. I stuck my head out until I said, "Man, what's going on?" And he was that scared me, stalled me. So I laid down and I just started praying. I said, "Man, I hope this." I said, "I don't know what this is about, but I took it to the Lord." So About 2 weeks later, they came and knocked on the deal and said, "Hey, Barrett, you're going home. Your case has been overturned."
Wow. 2 weeks later, Pastor?
2 weeks later, they came on and told me, "Barrett, you're going home. Your case overturned." So went from that point on and went back, came back to Harris County, went before the judge, and he overturned the case.
Amen.
And it's just, he overturned the case, and then and it overturned, and it gave me a chance to get another bite at the apple. So and it was just amazing. This is some of the scenario that was taking place throughout how God was using me and let me know that he was there with me, because I couldn't have made it to myself. I had never, you know, I put people in jail, but I'd never been in jail. But it's the thing they had up in East Texas and off back there, you know, and I didn't know what was going on. All I knew was get my Bible, but I knew God knew what was going on. And I knew that, and I just kind of kept my hand in his hand. I know my mom always told me, you just trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord, and he'll bring you through. And so I remembered all that. And so he did, and they overturned the case. I came back, and that's from that point on. But the thing is that if the whole object I want everybody to know is that God, if God is with you, nothing can come against you. Nothing can come against you if God is with you. And you always have to trust in the Lord. And that's the only thing that brought me through. I knew I was innocent. I knew I was guilty. But I knew I was going through a force that was determined to find me, to make me look bad, to put me away, because I beat them. That judgment rendered against them, what happened was, gay blacks had to go back and pay all the blacks they refused to hire for 10 or 15, 20 years ago. Then they had to put blacks in all departments, patrol, warrants, and all those divisions, but blacks couldn't work in. At that time, blacks could only work in the jail. And so that opened it up where inmates had a right to file grievances against the deputy. That's why you see that today, when you do things, the deputy inmates are filing grievances and winning them, because that came out that lawsuit.
You know,
and that way also to the point that we marched and protested against them not having black judges. Now you see a bunch of black judges. And our community don't know anything about the Afro League. It's the first black police union in the southwest part of this country. They don't know anything about it. They don't understand that when they used to come to the jail, when they came there, the deputies used to put their parents in jail and check because they didn't have their IDs and all this kind of stuff. Well, we stopped all that, broke all that up, where people could harassing blacks. So those things, they was doing everything. The Klan was playing Klan music all over the loudspeakers when you're in the jail. You know, things, they just have no idea that a history of what was going on.
You know,
this book tells you about all that.
Pastor,
and it wasn't no 50 years ago.
You know, tell us the name of the book again, Pastor, because I think it's very important that
the name of the book is From Hell to Glory.
And you know what, Pastor?
From Hell to Glory, it's on Amazon.
You've gone from hell to glory.
From hell to glory. But one thing about it.
You've been from hell to glory.
One thing about it, I couldn't have did it without the Lord. That's one thing. That's the major thing. It wasn't about me. It's about if God is on your side. If God is with you, who could be against you? That's what it's all about. That's the story. That's the tale of the tape.
Well, I hope
that God brought me through, no matter what they came against me at. And how they came against me. God was with me.
Well, you know, Pastor, you are clearly an instrument of the Lord.
Yes.
And you clearly have changed the lives of so many people. So I hope you feel good about that, because that's incredible. That is incredible.
Well, I just want to start. I think I've been doing excessive injustice because people don't know about the Afro League. The community don't know about the Afro League. The community don't understand that we was doing policing our own community. Half the black deputies was in the community policing the community. They were walking, patrolling the community, knowing all these things 15, 20 years ago that they didn't do now. Wasn't whites in there. We was doing our own community. We were the trolling. We wasn't having all this shooting going on. We was handling our community. And the thing, that's the thing that was going on. Community policing was actually community policing. We would get out and walk our community and help out our people. And we call in, take it. All the folks couldn't go get their medicine. We would get their medicine, all those stuff. And matter of fact, when they had a big, in 2001, they had a Democratic Party convention in town. Well, we protested the convention. We protested. We picketed. Jesse Jackson and William Cross the picket line because we picketed it. Because they were, Mickey and all those other guys, wasn't getting in our deal and our lawsuit wouldn't support us. So we picketed. Jesse went across the picket line. So he told he wouldn't know. So he got with us and talked to us and found out what was going on. And then they started supporting us. But the fact is, we went through a lot of things. People lost their lives. But the major thing now is that black people, we made a difference. No one talks about that, though, these days. But they wouldn't. Law enforcement would not be the type of law enforcement. Would not be blacks in law enforcement. If black people, you wouldn't have. You wouldn't have the type of thing where, and the inmates wouldn't have the things that they could do to go back and file his deputies, or things of that nature, and have all those. There were none of those types of things until that lawsuit was won. And I think the people need to know the history.
I think you're
And it's been my fault because I haven't talked about it. I haven't thought about the book. I wrote the book. I just let it just sit there. And so you're the one that was instrumental in me bringing it up, talking about it. Me and you talking, you brought it out of me. And I want to thank you, Gilbert, because you are the one that brought it out, made me get sit up and remember it. It's something you need to talk about. The people need to know. And I appreciate you. And that was you was a godsend. Godsend for that. I really thank you for that.
Well, it's my pleasure. From Hell to Glory, I think that Amazon, ladies and gentlemen, please, I'm going to buy a copy. And, Pastor, I want to buy a copy for all my kids, and I'm going to ask you to please sign it. I want you to personalize it because I know that they're going to read that book, and they're going to read it someday now. And then when they're adults, they'll read it again, and it'll have even greater meaning. Pastor, I'm going to give you the last word. We have about 30 seconds, Pastor. Please give a prayer for all of us in Houston.
And I just, Father God, we just ask you to just watch over each and every one within our voice this evening, this radio voice this evening. Watch over me and guide them. Father, we're living in perilous times. Father God, but we know, Lord God, that you are able, more than able, to bring us through. And Father God, we ask you to watch over us and guide those, Lord, that don't know you. Touch those that know you, that know you, that they all may repent and set you as the head of their life. Lord, and just watch over them and guide them and keep them. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you, Houston. This is a tip from Gilbert. Talk, inspiration, and prayer. We'll see you next week. Facebook, I hope you like that show. Let me ask you, hopefully you can still hear me, which is call 281-837-2222. I want to hear what you've got to say. Please tell me your song that inspires you. Tell me about what you got going at school, at your church. Tell me anything, and you can write me anything at atipfromgilbert@gmail.com. And again, that tip, T-I-P, isn't Jed Clampett. Plant your corn early. That's talk, inspiration, and prayer. So we'll see you next Monday on KWWJ 96.9 FM, 1360 AM, Monday. Every Monday from 11 to 1145. Thank you, and God bless.